This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
All right, welcome. This is Russell News Live with Martez. This is the first ever show for Russell News Live with Martez. Thank you for listening right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I'm so happy that you guys decided to listen to me give you the wrestling news of today. Now, there's a lot of news going on, but first I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to do this show again. The Trinity, I appreciate you, God. So let's get into the news. I don't want to waste no more time because there's so much news out there today. First news of the day, Booker T has strong words for Jordynne Miles on the WWE shirt situation. And he defends Jay Lethal. Okay? And I apologize, the music is still playing. But yeah, Booker T, I agree with Booker T. Okay, Booker T, you know, Mr. Miles or Jordynne Miles, I thought that was a distasteful thing of him to do, you know, for him to air out dirty laundry, as we say, to the world, for him to talk that badly about WWE, for him to bring up the race situation. I think it was out of line, and it wasn't needed. You know, if you have a situation, if you have a disagreement, if you have somebody said or did that you didn't like, I would go to them privately. I would go to them privately and let them know, hey, I didn't like what you did. I didn't like the way you went about this. And that's all Jason had to do. All you had to do is go to Triple H, go to Vince McMahon, and talk to them privately to let them know, hey, I think this is racist. I think this isn't right. But instead, he went to Twitter. He went to Instagram, Facebook, I guess, too, to share his grievances with the company. And again, if it's whether it's racist or not, I felt like that was out of line. And so did Booker T. Booker T didn't like that in any way. The next news for the day, Seth Rollins. We're hearing a lot from Seth Rollins lately. Seth Rollins has all of a sudden, Seth Rollins has a big mouth. Seth Rollins has a lot of stuff to get off his chest. Seth Rollins has been quoted with saying this: "I don't get the respect I deserve because I don't get the respect I deserve because there is this new flavor of ice cream." Okay, Seth Rollins is basically saying this: he's not getting the respect he deserves from the fans because there's a new flavor of ice cream, which is the Fiend Bray Wyatt. Seth Rollins is ticked off. Seth Rollins feels some type of way. Seth Rollins is not in love right now with the WWE fans because the WWE fans each and every week are booing him. Each and every week are in so many words, dogging him out, disrespecting him, which I do believe they're disrespecting him all because they have fell in love with this new flavor ice cream, which is Bray Wyatt, the Fiend. Now, I get it. You can love the Fiend all you want. You can admire the character of the Fiend, but don't disrespect Seth Rollins in the process. Seth Rollins has done nothing but wrestle his butt off. Seth Rollins has done nothing but do his best to put on a good show each and every time he sets his self out there. So I'm with Seth Rollins on this. I agree with Seth Rollins. Like, how dare you disrespect me because there's a new flashy toy on the market right now? How dare you do that? And that's my issue with WWE fans or fans in general, wrestling fans today. They complain, they whine, they cry about every little thing. And wrestling fans of today are quick to turn their back on someone that they love. A year ago, people were waxing poetically about Seth Rollins. A year ago, people were saying how Seth Rollins was the best wrestler on the planet. Seth Rollins was super over. Now, I hear people saying Seth Rollins is boring. Seth Rollins, he needs to change his character, which I believe. But there's a lot of boos from the crowd when Seth Rollins wrestles. When Seth Rollins speaks, he's receiving a ton of boos. And I think that's just absolutely wrong. Boo him when he officially becomes a heel. Don't boo him while he's still a babyface. That's weak. In other news, Crown Jewel is set to kick off this Thursday, on the 31st, on a day I really don't celebrate, which is Halloween. But I don't know what to say about Crown Jewel. I expect a decent show, but obviously they're hyping up this Brock Lesnar versus Cain Velasquez matchup, which I'm not really thrilled about. And they're also hyping up this Tyson Fury versus Braun Strowman. I think Braun Strowman is going to beat Tyson Fury, folks. I really do. I think Braun Strowman is going to destroy Tyson Fury. Why would you let Tyson Fury win in the first place? So I don't see any outcome where Tyson Fury will come out victorious in that matchup. I can't see a disqualification. I can't see an interference, outside interference. I can't see that. However, I don't see Tyson Fury winning. I don't see Cain Velasquez beating Brock Lesnar. But again, Crown Jewel is this Thursday, and this is looking like an annual event for the WWE. I like it. You know, it probably won't be the greatest pay-per-view that we've seen. It probably won't be the greatest show that we've seen. But anytime I can have an opportunity to watch wrestling, I'm down with that. Anytime I have the opportunity to watch another wrestling show, I'm down with that. Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart are having issues getting Saudi Arabia for the WWE Crown Jewel. I wish them the best. I don't know what kind of issues they're having regarding getting down to Saudi Arabia. I'm just reading what came on my desk. I don't know if they're having plane issues. They're having transportation issues. I don't know if they're having issues with their family right here in the States. I just don't know. But what I do know is this. I pray that they make it to the event, because it'll be a bummer if Hogan and Jimmy Hart don't show up to the event when they've been advertised very heavily. Tyson O'Neal reacts to Jordan Miles' racist T-shirt controversy. Tyson O'Neal took to Twitter on Monday, commenting on Jordan Miles' T-shirt controversy. O'Neal called out both sides. So O'Neal called out WWE. Basically, he said this in so many words, that WWE didn't do their proper research. And WWE was lazy by putting his shirt out
knowing what type of backlash that they may receive for putting his shirt out. And it's almost like Titus O'Neil believes WWE is sort of racist. I can understand why he may think that. But on the other hand, Titus O'Neil went at Jordan Miles. You know, and he went at Jordan Miles because he didn't agree with the way he did it, much like Booker T, much like myself. And I need to tell you, whoever's listening, all black folk don't agree with black folk. That's just not possible. You know, this whole pro-black stuff, this whole bringing down whitey stuff, you know, it's not, every black person don't think like that, you know. Yeah, I know it's racism. I know it. But there's a lot of hypocritical black people. There's a lot of major issues that are going on in the so-called black community that can be addressed. That's more important than some shirt that may or may not be racist. I'm just saying. MLW hires Lucha Underground creator Chris DeJoseph, okay, as executive producer. So MLW hires Lucha Underground creator Chris DeJoseph as executive producer. I'm a stutterer. In case you're wondering, I'm a stutterer. I've always been a stutterer. I don't think it's going to go away. So throughout this show, you'll hear me stuttering a lot. I don't know much about MLW, so I'm not going to dive into that a little bit. I'm not going to fake the funk. JoJo Offerman is set to return to Raw. Yes, I miss JoJo. I miss JoJo being the ring announcer. I miss it. No disrespect to the other ring announcers, but JoJo, she was solid, especially when she would say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Elias." I miss her saying that. So, can't wait to see her come back, and I'm excited. Per the Wrestling Observer, the New Day were expected to be the top babyface team on SmackDown when their feud began with the Revival, before Xavier Woods got hurt. And per Observer, that may still happen. That may still be the plan. And the New Day may still be the top babyface on SmackDown. You know, face it. Much as I want to see that New Day turn heel, I don't think WWE will pull the trigger on that, because the New Day, they're so beloved by the fans, by the children. They got that John Cena feel. I have no reason to believe that the New Day will turn heel anytime soon. I think that'd be a cool twist to their gimmick, a cool twist to them as a group if they turn heel. But it's hard for me to believe that that's going to happen. I don't know. I really don't know. But Xavier Woods, we've obviously learned that he tours ACL and he'll be out for a little bit. We pray his speedy recovery and that he might return to the wrestling ring pretty soon. Impact Wrestling is debuting tonight on a new channel. It seems like Impact is forever moving to a new channel. I mean, they was on Fox Sports Net, Spike TV, the Pursuit Channel, Twitch, WGN, I believe, and now they're on Access TV. Impact Wrestling, I got a lot of respect for Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling, they could have died years ago. They could have folded. They could have closed up. But it's like they have nine lives. Impact just won't die. And tonight they will be debuting on Access TV. So take a look at that if you got time. Also, NWA Power will be airing tonight as well. It actually should be airing right now as this show is going on. I'll make sure I take a look at that when we wrap this show up. But NWA Power is flat out the best wrestling show, in my opinion, today. It's the most entertaining. It's the most riveting.
It's the most must-see wrestling product that's mainstream out there today. Three shows into this, and I'm hooked with NWA Power. I usually am a WWE guy through and through, and I don't watch anything else but WWE. Now, obviously, I put AEW in the same breath as WWE. I'm gonna watch that religiously, but I usually don't watch anything that I deem as less than those two brands. And you can call me crazy, which I think I am, but I'm learning how to stretch myself or broaden my horizons and eat from a different table, eat from a different plate. So I've been eating from the NWA Power plate as of late, and I like what I see. I can't tell you a lot of wrestlers over there, but I like what I see. Oh, yeah, I know Eli Drake, who's phenomenal on a mic and in a wrestling ring. Who else they got over there? Colt Cabana, who I'm starting to learn more about and never really dived into his career. They got a few other cats that's must-see TV over there, so I will encourage everybody to listen to that and watch that show. AEW files trademark for the Inner Circle group led by Chris Jericho. It makes sense, you know. That's a cool name, Inner Circle. That's a name I definitely wouldn't have thought about being a group. I never would have thought of that name being a name for a group. So it makes sense for AEW to trademark that. In other news, AEW came out with a big announcement that the Chris Jericho and Cody Rhodes matchup at what's the name of that pay-per-view? Something about a gear. I'm sorry, I don't have all my notes with me, but I'm just really coming off the top of my head. But Chris Jericho and Cody Rhodes main event match for the AEW Championship will not end in a tiebreaker. It won't end in a tie. There will be judges that will crown the champion, more like in boxing. If there's a situation where two judges think that, let's say, for example, if one judge think Chris Jericho won and then another judge think that Cody Rhodes won, then the third judge will intervene and break that tie. So there's no chance of a tie in that Chris Jericho Cody Rhodes matchup at the pay-per-view that I don't know the name to. I apologize. Listen, one thing about this show, I don't profess to be a journalist. I don't profess to be a super anchor, or I don't profess to be something that I'm not. You know, I'm shooting from the hip, and I want to be able to provide you with the news the way I know how to provide it. Okay. WWE SmackDown will be back on Fox this week after a hiatus from Fox for 1 week. WWE will be back on Fox. They were on FS1 last week, so they'll be back on Fox this Friday. Bobby Lashley, Rusev, and Lana storyline continues to have people talking. And it's not all good talk. And I'm not okay with this story. I'm still not okay with it because it can end badly. First of all, I don't care if it's acting or not. Another dude is not kissing my wife. Simple as that. I cannot have another dude kissing my wife. It just don't make sense. It just don't make any sense at all. Rusev, he should be ashamed of himself. With all due respect to Rusev, nah, bro. I don't care how much money they offer you. Another dude is not kissing my wife. Because it can end badly. She can start having feelings for Bobby Lashley. I'm pretty sure at this point she do. Look at the dude. Look at the dude. This is a bad look for Rusev. I don't blame Lana. I don't blame WWE. I don't blame Bobby Lashley. with all due respect to Rusev, I gotta blame Rusev. In what world is this okay? Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll try to give you more news. This is Wrestle News Live right here on Open Talk Radio. 313, The Flash.
Team the Guillotine is going to squeeze your ugly little head till it pops like a cherry tomato. You know why?
Why?
Because you're ugly. You're so ugly, and if ugliness were bricks, you'd be the Great Wall of China. But don't be a little crybaby. Well, the Guillotine wins the good news.
What's that?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Wrestle News Live right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I've been giving you the news in this half hour. Getting ready to wrap up the show. But I want to wrap up the show by talking about the Street Profits, who, number one, I think their entrance is through the roof. I'm a fan of their entrance. I think it's something different. I think it goes along well with who they are. I'm a fan of the Street Profits right now. The first few times I saw them on Raw, I wasn't, but after watching them wrestle, after watching them come out with their entrance music, I'm a fan of them now. You know, I think they have a great future. I think the ceiling is high. I think they have the potential to be the next, the next WWE